Today is Wednesday. It is the 13th of January. This is Iowa Public Radio's Here First. I'm Clay Masters. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is proposing a major investment in broadband expansion. In her condition of the state address last night, she asked lawmakers to allocate $150 million in each of the next 3 years to expand access to high-speed internet.
Let's plant a stake in the ground and declare that every part of Iowa will have affordable high-speed broadband by 2025, and we'll get there by committing $450 million over that time period, which will leverage millions more in private investment.
Democratic State House leaders say they're excited about this proposal. Republican leaders did not comment, or rather they didn't commit, to spending that amount, but they say expanding broadband access is a priority. We'll hear more about Governor Reynolds' condition of the state address later in the show from IPR state government reporter Katarina Sestarek. The three Iowa Republicans serving in the U.S. House say they will vote no today on impeaching President Trump. Last night, the New York Times reported Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell will not stand in the way of an impeachment trial in the Senate and that he is done with Trump. Liz Cheney, the third-ranking Republican in the U.S. House, announced that she will vote to impeach the president. Republican U.S. representatives from Iowa, Ashley Hinson, Marionette Miller-Meeks, and Randy Feenster all said last week it's time to unify the country, and staffers for the three confirmed again last night they will oppose Trump's impeachment. Iowa's lone Democratic Congresswoman Cindy Axne announced last week that she'd vote for impeachment. Last night, Axne tweeted that impeachment is the only constitutional option left to deal with the threat Trump poses to the safety of the country and its citizens. A grand jury has indicted alleged U.S. Capitol rioter Doug Jensen on 6 federal charges. The Iowa resident was photographed extensively during the attack, wearing a QAnon t-shirt and apparently chasing a police officer. We get details from Iowa Public Radio's Kate Payne.
41-year-old Doug Jensen of Des Moines made his first appearance in federal court Tuesday via a video feed from the Polk County Jail. He faces 6 federal charges for his alleged role in the attack on the Capitol by a mob of pro-Trump extremists. Photos and videos of Jensen during the riot were widely circulated, wearing a QAnon t-shirt and confronting police officers. In one video, he apparently leads a crowd in chasing a lone black officer up flights of stairs just outside the Senate chambers. According to a court filing, Jensen turned himself in to police and admitted to chasing the officer, saying he wore the Q shirt because he wanted Q to, quote, get the credit.
State health officials have announced the guidelines for who is included in the next group to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. We hear about it from IPR's Natalie Krebs.
The state's Infectious Disease Advisory Council has recommended the next phase include people aged 75 and older and vulnerable populations at high risk of exposure. This includes people living in certain congregate settings, correctional facility staff and inmates, workers in food production and manufacturing facilities who cannot socially distance, school staff and childcare workers, and first responders. Interim State Health Department Director Kelly Garcia says she has accepted the recommendations in full, but has modified them to also include some inspectors as well as government officials and staff. State officials say they anticipate beginning vaccinations for this phase on February 1st.
And over the past 2 weeks, the rolling average number of daily new cases of COVID-19 in Iowa has increased 44%, according to Johns Hopkins University researchers. This is Iowa Public Radio's Here First. I'm Clay Masters. Governor Kim Reynolds delivered her 4th condition of the state address last night in the wake of civil unrest and the derecho, and as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. She's asking Iowans to not return to normal, but to, quote, be better, think bigger, and be bolder. Iowa Public Radio's Katarina Sestarek reports Reynolds' plan for the state includes a major investment in broadband expansion, speeding up tax cuts, and getting students back into the classroom.
Reynolds started her speech by acknowledging the challenges of the past year.
We've been beaten and battered in about every way imaginable, and some unimaginable.
Speaking in the Iowa House of Representatives to a much smaller group than is typical for this event, Reynolds said Iowans have met every challenge with bravery and grit.
And despite what we've been through, or maybe because of it, the condition of our state has never been stronger.
Reynolds talked about essential workers and individual Iowans who have helped throughout the pandemic and asked lawmakers to join her in thanking healthcare workers. She also praised those who helped in the aftermath of the August derecho.
What happened this year went beyond Iowa nice. You showed a humanity that rivals what most of us have seen in our lifetime.
Reynolds says Iowans must hold on to that humanity, as many Iowans are still hurting. She asked everyone to take a moment to remember those who died of COVID-19 and other causes. More than 4,200 Iowans have died of the virus, and Iowa ranks 16th in the country in per capita deaths, according to the New York Times. Then Reynolds turned to discussing Iowa's economy. She says it's coming back strong.
Because of conservative budgeting, Iowa's diverse economy, and the decision to keep over 80% of our businesses open, and because of the tenacity of our people, Iowa isn't facing a massive budget shortfall like many states.
Iowa's economy is also being partly propped up by federal stimulus money, and Reynolds has kept businesses open with few restrictions, even when infectious disease experts don't think it's safe. Reynolds says the pandemic has shown that high-speed internet is as important to communities as water and electricity. She's proposing a major investment of $150 million in each of the next 3 years for broadband expansion. Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitfer says he can't promise that Republican lawmakers will agree to spend that amount.
We have kept conservative budgeting practices for the last 4 years. We're going to continue to do that, but certainly we know there has to be an investment in broadband.
Reynolds also proposed removing the revenue growth thresholds from the sweeping tax changes passed in 2018, calling them unnecessary. This means the next round of income tax cuts would kick in January 2023, regardless of how much revenue the state expects to bring in. Whitfer says he fully supports this move, but Republican House Speaker Pat Grassley didn't commit to removing the triggers.
We want to continue to look for opportunities, but again, that was something that has been very important to our caucus. And when the tax bill was passed, that was one of the pieces of it.
Democrats criticized this proposal as a giveaway for wealthy people that'll take a big bite out of state revenue that could be used for things like education and broadband. Reynolds called on lawmakers to send her a bill immediately that would require schools to provide a 100% in-person learning option during the pandemic, which GOP, House, and Senate leaders support. She says kids can't wait any longer.
I spoke to a middle school student who has to watch her younger siblings during the day and complete her own schoolwork at night.
Coronavirus test positivity rates remain very high throughout the state. Reynolds has already required schools to offer majority in-person learning unless they get permission from the state to go fully online, but she hasn't required masks in schools. Democratic leaders say this one-size-fits-all approach wouldn't be safe for some districts, as they all have different challenges with the pandemic. Here's House Minority Whip Jennifer Confirst.
To say across the board, this is what we're going to require without looking at public health guidelines, ignoring CDC guidelines and recommendations, and just saying this is what it's going to be is not a responsible decision and is another example of failed leadership regarding this pandemic.
Reynolds is proposing a bill to enhance penalties for attacking police officers and ban racial profiling. Leaders from both parties say they're open to this idea. Reynolds also says she wants to spend $15 million on adult and children's mental health services in each of the next 2 years. And she called on lawmakers to work on childcare access, workforce initiatives, and affordable housing. I'm Katerina Sestarik, Iowa Public Radio News.
This is Iowa Public Radio's Here First. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Clay Masters.